Placid pantomimes partially placing pumpkin pies.
Placid pantomimes partially placing pumpkin pies. Welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where I share my thoughts when I park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in my car. On this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity meets gratitude. My name is Jacob.
And my name is Michael.
And today we are actually parked on the couch, and we're going to talk to Michael today about what's going on. Looks like we've even got the puppy joining us, so this might not be the highest quality audio production we've ever done here, but that's okay. All right, Michael, so we like to look at the people and systems that make a contribution in our lives, right? And what are some of the systems and people that we've engaged recently that have helped make a contribution in your life?
Doctors and emergency care.
Doctors and emergency care. All right, so it sounds like there's a story there. Would you mind telling our amazing audience about it?
So I had to go to the emergency care recently because I broke a bone. And so me and my friend were riding bikes and we were turning, but then she accidentally goes right in front of me on the bike. So then our bikes crash into each other. She didn't even get a scratch on her while I banged up my knees and have a broken bone.
Okay. All right. So we went to the emergency care. Was it dark outside? Was it in the morning? Was it in the evening? What time of day was it?
Dark.
It was dark.
Like 7 o'clock or somewhere.
Right.
Around there.
And so there were people there when we got there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then where do we start? When we walked in the door, where did we start?
Well, we started to wait in line from one of the girls from your work.
That's true. We did manage to meet somebody from my work there. My work's pretty big, but it was still kind of coincidental, right?
And then we told the office, and they had us to go wait in this other place.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the doctors came to take us back to all the rooms. And then we were waiting there for a while, and I told her the story, or it was a hymn, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told the person the story, and then we waited some more and watched a video, which was really funny.
Yep. So I want to point out all of the things that you've just described so far and how amazing they are and contribute to our lives. Are you ready? So that first part where we were checking in and we met somebody from my work, right? And that is a hospital management system that was checking us in. So it can manage not just us, but thousands of patients. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of them sending us some of the bills directly, they could send those out to, you know, the insurance company, so we don't even have to worry about some of that stuff. Is that cool too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the scales, right? You stepped on a scale because they had to find out how much you weighed, right? And I'm sure you're like 23 pounds now, right? Twice as much as the dog.
60 something.
Whoa, you're getting taller and stronger. It's all those muscles from horseback riding. Okay, so but even being able to have a common standard for weights and measurements, like how we weigh people, is not normal. Most people didn't have the weight systems and measuring systems that we used to have to do. You know, they used to use stones and rocks back in the day. If you look at the Old Testament, right, and they talk about their weights and measures and things, they've got one of the measurements was a stone, right?
Wow.
Now, some rocks are heavier than other rocks, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we've been to like the lava rocks. Where was that? Craters of the Moon?
Yeah.
And some of those rocks are heavier than the rocks that we have like in our garden, right?
Yeah, like the tunnels there.
Yep.
It's pretty.
Yeah, we'll have to make that another episode. We can talk about that because I've got some pictures. Okay, so anyway, even the weights and stuff like that, or being able to measure your weights. Now, it wasn't even one of those slidey scales. It had numbers on it, right? It's just digital. And that's new to me. When I was coming up as a kid, and if I'd gone to the emergency room at your age, we would have had a scale that would have had these balancing weights on there. And that's how they would have told me how much I weighed. So that's pretty cool. And then you got, obviously, you know you have a broken bone in your arm, right? So you had an x-ray, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever know that the guy who invented the x-rays, right, accidentally found out about them because a chocolate bar melted? Did you know that story?
Nope.
Yeah. A chocolate bar in his pocket was melting, or a chocolate bar in the room was melting, and he wanted to know why. Or maybe that was microwaves. Oh, I'm wrong. That was microwaves. X-rays, we found out earlier before microwaves came out. But still, it's way cool that we found out these X-rays, and they can look inside of you. Mm-hmm. And let's stop and think about that. You can see inside of you. Like,
pretty cool.
I mean, really, right?
At first when I got there, I was shaking so much because I was in shock, the doctor said. And then she's like, here, I'll tell you a new word. And my dad had to close plug his ears because he always knows about, he has a huge dictionary from when he moved
I like
away
words.
From Germany. So she said the word is foosh. It means fall out on stretched hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so you learned a new word that's based on an acronym. So that's kind of cool. And I liked other words like I like words like absquatulate, right? Mm-hmm. Can you say absquatulate?
Absquatulate.
And if Rainey were here, we'd have him spell it because Rainey knows how to spell that one, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's absquatulate, something like that. I always spell check that one. That's when I spell check. Do you remember what it means?
No.
You don't remember what it means?
I don't.
No? Okay. So X-rays were pretty cool. The doctors, the management system was really cool. And then we were sitting around watching a show on my phone, right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the show was? It's about two police.
Yeah, sitting the first video or something like that. They accidentally had the wrong hat, so then they had to switch in the intro. Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Yeah, so the police show we were watching was Car 54, Where Are You? Which is made a long time ago, 1950s, if I remember right, or early 60s. Yeah, so it's really old. Now, if you stop and think about it, when those people recorded that show, did they ever think that we'd walk around with a phone in our pocket?
Nope.
That would be able to let that watch it. And honestly, the movie wasn't even on my phone. It was back here at the house on our movie server. Like, that's how cool the technology was that made that evening. Now, it was still a pretty rough evening. Like you said, you were shaking. You had to deal with that, right? But
the first night was so hard for me. I could not fall asleep until you went out to the car from your car and got what it was called, but it was...
Oh, the medicine. Yeah. We had to get some ibuprofen for you. So
that helped me a lot. I fell asleep right after.
Right. And so all of these things that are your normal, right? One of the things we do on this podcast, we take things that we walk by that are generally our normal and we say, wow, isn't this cool? Because it was still a pretty hard night, right? But you were sleeping on a couch, right? Because it was easier for you to sleep on the couch that night with the pillows. You were sleeping on a couch made with foam discovered by the space race, right? So because we were putting a man on the moon, we found out how to make the foam that's in our couches, right? Mm-hmm. We had the ability to watch a really funny old TV show, you know, on my phone, right? You had medicine that was invented in the last 70, 80 years, 100 years, right? That helped you reduce the inflammation and make getting you be able to fall asleep. And you had a doctor be able to look at it so that way they knew exactly what was wrong. They didn't have to guess.
And then they took another X-ray when I went back on Thursday.
And a follow-up, right? Like knowing how important it is to do a follow-up. Oh my goodness. All of these things were your normal, and that's not normal. If you'd lived 300 years ago, none of that would happen. Yeah. Been like, suck it up, kid, go back out to work and pull the weeds.
I bet that would happen.
Well, I'm glad we don't live 300 years ago, and I'm glad we live today, and I'm glad I could help you with that experience.
And I'm also glad for TV and YouTube, because if we didn't have YouTube or phones or recording in a or all of that stuff, then we wouldn't be able to share stuff on YouTube.
Yep. Hey, let's talk about prayer, okay? Because one of the things that was happening is while I was taking care of Michael, my wife and our boys were off at the temple in Boise, right? The temple that belongs to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And one of the things that's done in temples is that they pray for people who are hurt. And so I had sent a message out to our family chat that said, Michael's got a broken bone in her wrist, right? And we're on our way home, something like that. Or she has a brace and she has to wear it. And as soon as they heard that, they were actually leaving the temple. But they decided, once they heard that, to run back inside the temple and then leave.
It's like paper. There's this like thing where it stays there for 2 weeks and you write somebody's name and they like pray for it.
In a very special part of the temple, they say prayers to help out those who are sick and need assistance. Mm-hmm. And so both of the boys ran back inside and then reverently walked over to where those paper slips were and then wrote your name down. So you've been able to be blessed by some of the prayers of all the people in the area who go to the temple. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, knowing sometimes it hurts.
Yeah.
But that's only sometimes, and I'm glad.
Yeah, and you've been pretty healthy and happy, haven't you? Mm-hmm. All right, so should we finish off this episode?
Sure.
What do you say at the end of every YouTube video? What do all your YouTubers say? What do they tell people to do?
Like, subscribe, and yeah.
Okay, so if you like and subscribe to this episode, Michael will give you a digital hug. I don't know what that looks like yet, but just go ahead and give yourself a digital hug. Let's see, we also have to say a couple other things as we finish this off. Let me pull up my notes here, because I have notes. I'm not one of those fancy YouTubers, podcasters yet. All right, and then I say, okay, so we said like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Okay, then I say this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. Oh, and we're now on Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And then what does that last line say? Can you say that nice and loud?
Remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?
Exactly. Thank you, Michael, for joining us on this episode. Do you think you'll join us in a future episode?
Probably.
Well, I hope so. This has been a lot of fun. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Bye.